Business trends come and go, but so far, Knoxville's craft brewing growth hasn't come to a stop. As craft beer has picked up new fans whose tastes have become more sophisticated, that's forced brewers to be more attuned to customer demands. It's also meant getting a little creative at times. But is the local craft beer market saturated? How do new breweries distinguish themselves? Stand at the corner of Summit Hill and Gay Street. Within a one-mile radius of you are 9 craft breweries. Andrew Armstrong hopes to launch the 10th, called Next Level Brewing, at the corner of Broadway and Central.
You know, there'll be 5 breweries, you know, within a short period of time, just in this part of town that you can walk to. Similar to Asheville, you know, you go to the South Slope, you can park, you can go to your hotel room, and you can just hit a dozen breweries just on foot. So we're hoping to do the same thing here.
As dense as the brewery concentration near downtown is, using Asheville as a model indicates there's still room for growth in Knoxville's market. And brewers don't just look to the locals, as some have plans to expand across the state and country. That's what Elkmont Exchange was planning when I sat down with managing partner Nick DeVore.
And then we started distributing our beer with Littman Brothers out of Nashville in January 2014. We'll start canning our beer, roll into Fresh Market, Food City, Kroger, Whole Foods by October 1st. We'll start that rollout July 1st.
Zach Roskopf has run Knox Brew Tours for the past 5 years. In that time, he's seen the boom from the ground level.
When we started in the fall of 2014, there were 4 breweries in Knoxville. Today, there are currently 16 operating, with confirmed at least 3 in planning.
So far, the market of customers has been big enough to sustain all these breweries. Yet, as with all things, there is a limit. Nationally, growth in the craft beer industry slowed for a 4th consecutive year in 2018. More than 200 breweries closed. But Mike McConnell of Hexagon Brewing says he doesn't think local growth is over.
And I would say that people who say that the market is saturated don't have an economics degree, essentially.
McConnell does have an economics degree, and he's not alone in seeing headroom for the industry. Elkmont's Nick DeVore.
I definitely think that you'll get to a point to where the market's only going to sustain so much. What that is, it'd be hard for me to say.
DeVore sees the same thing Zach Roskopf does. A growing interest in population of craft beer drinkers.
I don't think we've quite hit that saturation point yet because other cities our size have more breweries and are doing well and are being very successful. The other reason is that only 18% of the beer consumed in the United States is craft. So that number still is growing. We still have tons of room for that to grow.
Armstrong's hope is that a moving target is recession-proof.
There's the potential that it will run out, but even during the last recession, wine and spirits took a nosedive, but craft beer kept growing. And I think there's a peak point where people have a certain amount of money to spend, especially during hard times. Well, beer's not quite as expensive as wine and liquor, so people can still come and have a pint of beer. And that's what we saw during the last recession.
Roskopf says craft beer, which is tied to the maker movement, keeps money in the local community.
When was the last time you met an ex-craft beer drinker? Right? Now, you may have met someone who's like, hey, I need to quit drinking, but you've never met someone who says, I'm going to quit drinking this local product brewed by my neighbor, supporting my neighbor's family in an environment that my family can enjoy also, and benefits local and regional charities. I'm going to quit doing that, and I'm just going to go back to drinking the macro beer that puts money in a billionaire's pocket in Brazil.
That local angle may be key. In keeping with the ethos of the Maker City, every brewer that spoke to me said they hope Knoxville becomes known for its beer scene. As Mike McConnell puts it,
rather than like just the same old things, you're getting stuff that's actually demanded in national markets, which is what we need here in Knoxville. So we've gone from a place which produces beer that no one is really interested in to a place that is producing beers that people will come here for. This stuff does lead to economic growth.
I'm Victor Agreta, WUOT News.